Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We begin chapter 6 with verses 1 through 4. But take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When we learn to not do righteous deeds in public, we learn to give as our Lord gives, where condemnation we will never be subjected. To not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing may seem tough, but in reality, one can give without fanfare, even if it's the man, woman, or child on a corner. Let your message be clear that Jesus Christ has given us the best gift of all, and that is life eternal by the forgiveness of our sins to live and share His redemption. This, my friends, is what God asks us to truly share, and it is in giving that we find this type of mercy and grace. Knowing His protection allows us to get in others' face without being rude or redundant or seemingly lost and out of place. In giving grace, we find His mercy, allowing others to see and experience the peace of salvation. This is what we truly share when we let others experience from us the peace, passion, and persistence of Jesus Christ, a Messiah, our Messiah, a King, our King, a Savior, our Savior. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. My wife's sister, Carmen, had a stroke recently, and she's been given a feeding tube after unable to swallow. We pray for her continued healing. She's doing much better. She's out of ICU now. And she's going to be going into a very intensive rehab. We continue to pray for her needs. She's the grandmother of Brittany. We've been praying for her. She has a clean scan from brain cancer. Praise God. We continue to pray for her healing and her continued success. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie. Our prisoner transitioning. We pray for our neighbor Thelma, which we do each day. And today we begin a prayer for our good friend to have a baby. He's been wanting to have a baby, and he's recently gotten married within the last year, and we're praying for him and his wife to become parents. We pray all of this in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 6 this morning as we begin chapter 6 with verses 1 through 4. Two stanza poem. It's titled, Alms Give Without Right, Knowing of Left's Intention. Deeds righteous, street perform, care take. Perform secretly without others' praise or prying eye. Father's heavenly recompensed, none if noise you make. Alms give without trumpets, as synagogue hypocrites you spy. You, I say, amen, rewards theirs received. Alms give without right knowing of left's intention. Secret be alms giving conceived. You repaid by our seeing fathers. Attention. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It's December 28, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. In the Lord. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings as we close today in our 7-Eleven marks. And God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. And we close in the name of Jesus. Remembering my brother-in-law, Johnny, who always repeats Jesus' name three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.